Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got this little 5-minute segment and a 12-minute segment to take your calls. Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest. RussellBlaylockMD.com is just one of his great websites. I meant to get into Alzheimer's. We haven't even done that yet, but perhaps talk a little bit about that before this next 20 minutes ends. We've got listeners on XM channel 166, like Sergio. We've got others all holding there. Let's start going to the phone calls. Let's talk to Buron in Alabama. You're on the air with Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Alex, man. It's great to listen to you and be on the air. You mangle my name every time, though. It's Buron.
I'm sorry. You know, I've had too many vaccines.
I know, man. But I appreciate it. I won't take up too much of your time. I got two specific questions and kind of maybe one suggestion. With time running out and the amount of information that's necessary to really process all these things to actually break through it mentally to where you understand what's happening, I was wondering if maybe you think it's a better idea to help start a campaign to wake up doctors and have them also speak out to their...
Okay, that's a great question, number one. What's the second question?
The second question is about vaccines and possibly is it an... All these effects you talk about cognitively and behaviorally as far as kind of warping the kids' minds, do you think that the vaccines are, one, an amplifier for these other conditions like the food, you know, as far as GMO and other things? And
sure,
also,
a binary weapon system. And then your suggestion.
The suggestion was a campaign about waking up doctors. The second question is about vaccines specifically. And the
I heard that. I appreciate your call. It's great questions. Dr. Blaylock?
Well, yeah, we're in the process of waking up some doctors. I'm a lecturer at the Anti-Aging Conference, which is huge conference. I mean, we have thousands of people, a lot of which are doctors. And I teach a course, part of the course, and the doctors come from all over the world. And so a lot more are interested in this, a lot more wanting to know. I get emails from doctors from Canada, a lot from Canada, from Australia, from New Zealand, Germany, Czech Republic. So we're getting doctors to start looking at some of this. Of course, it's just a drop in the bucket. Most doctors are just totally brainwashed. And brainwashing, as you know, is very powerful. Primarily what brainwashing does is to make sure you don't look outside of the accepted program. And so they're always telling doctors, well, these are fringe scientists. These are not people who use evidence-based medicine. And that's the way they convince the public and the doctors not to listen to this information.
Yeah, I've had doctors argue with me, and then I pull out the insert, and they go, oh, there is mercury in the shot. I mean, 10 years ago, they had the hoax that there wasn't mercury in them.
Well, and they don't know about aluminum. You tell them there's aluminum in shots. Oh, there's no aluminum in shots. Well, say, well, why don't you get your PDR and go look it up?
What about the magnifying question, the adjuvant, not just for the things in the shot, but then other environmental factors?
Well, the adjuvant is the most dangerous thing in it. It contains a number of toxins, formaldehyde, which is a carcinogenic, a very potent carcinogenic. It damages DNA. The aluminum is a very powerful brain toxin. They put MSG in it. There's all sorts of things. And now they want to put squalene in it. Well, squalene produces horrible neurological damage, and this is what happened with H1N1 overseas. They put squalene in it, and all these children were coming up with narcolepsy and other serious brain disorders. So the problem is the physician has been programmed not to listen to us, not to look at this information, but we're making some inroads because the public is demanding it. The public is going to their doctor's office saying, I don't want to hear any of that nonsense anymore. I want some informed consent. How dangerous is this vaccine? What's in it? And this is what I tell patients. I say, when you go to your doctor's office, you ask him these questions. And what you'll find out is he can't answer any of them.
And you asking the question makes the doctor go learn the information. Call straight ahead with Dr. Blaylock.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is our final segment with calls with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Then we're going to have Dr. Corsi popping in. Obama chides birthers while media spikes Ayers bombshell. Postman says Ayers' parents put foreign student Obama through school. Yeah, release your college records. It's now on record. Your name was Barry Sotero. Everybody called you Barry. That was a conspiracy theory 3 years ago. Now they admit that. I'm telling you, folks, this is serious. Also, Bloomberg is banning canned food donations to homeless shelters. You just got to give money, I guess, so the charities can steal it. Just incredible. Of course, the studies out there show that pure food donations are the best type because they actually get to people most of the time. Not like Bono's Bill and Melinda Gates thing where they give 1% of the money to people in Africa and then that's with strings attached, eugenics strings attached. We've got that. So much going on. We're going back to Dr. Blaylock here. Also, Kurt Nimmo's about to post an article that French intelligence, it's confirmed, the guy was at a prison in Afghanistan, protected. It looks like another setup with the election of Sarkozy going on, the terrible shootings over there. It just follows the exact MO of past ones where we've caught them doing this. Could be a real lunatic, but it looks bad. Looks like a setup or somebody they let do this, bare minimum. So that report's about to go up on InfoWars.com. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air with Dr. Blaylock. Go ahead.
Hi, I want to thank both of you gentlemen. I want to thank you from the bottom of my family's heart because, you know, well, you're helping both of my stepdaughters. Well, on a side note, I want to tell you, though, I've lost about half a pant size after I started with Tangy Tangerine. You can feel it. Well, anyway, Dr. Blaylock, my 16-year-old girl just contracted fructose intolerance. She can't even have potato starch. There are so many things she can't have. And is there any way to reverse what might have happened with the vaccines? And also, my other stepdaughter is type 1 diabetic since age 6, and I found out that came from one of the, I read in the insert about that, onset of it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. The vaccines is strongly connected to the type 1 diabetes, this juvenile diabetes. You see, a lot of the diseases produced by vaccines, the public has no clue that they're connected. So when we say, oh, we protected 25 children against complications by measles, well, at the same time, you produce juvenile diabetes in thousands of children. You produce asthma in tens of thousands of children. You've induced tumors in thousands of children. None of that's counted because the public has no clue that that's connected to these vaccines. But there is compelling evidence of a connection. For instance, the SV40 virus contamination of the polio vaccine back before 1963. It's estimated that this virus is responsible for a great number of tumors, including brain tumors in children.
They don't debate that, by the way. For those, that, I mean, you're not just saying this, doctor. That's been on record for decades, but it's a little quiet secret.
Well, it's in the medical literature. It's quite well accepted. And it's accepted that a tumor I dealt with a lot called a medulloblastoma, which is a horrible tumor and used to be 100% fatal in these little children. Well, we know SV40 induces medulloblastoma. And so all of these perfectly normal children that develop that tumor, that SV40-induced tumor, well, how do you count that? The parents weren't told that, well, you know, this came from that polio vaccine that you got because it's passed through generations. And SV40 goes from generation to generation to generation. From now on, there's no way to remove it.
Let me raise this point to you. This is murder. We've done whole shows on the eugenics angle. At a certain point, well, you said it. We've got to expose these people and then demand that grand juries start indicting them. And people are like, oh, they're the medical mafia. You can't do that. Once this idea gets out, that's why they're now, because they're getting exposed, they're admitting it, trying to just condition everybody that it's okay because they're openly talking about it. I mean, it's time to bring these folks to justice.
Well, this is why they're mandating these things, because they know the public's waking up to the dangers. So now they want to take that option away from you. That you're going to do it whether you want to or not, or we'll take your child away from you by social services. And we'll forcibly vaccinate your child, just like they did in Maryland, where they forcibly vaccinated in a courtroom 1,000 teenagers, giving them 19 vaccines. Now, the judge was in violation of the law. He is not a physician. For him to order someone to get 19 vaccines, which clearly... the indications
at one time, which the how about this? I don't mean to interrupt, but this is so incredible. How until 5 years ago or 3 years ago, as you know, the H1N1, they said never give a pregnant woman vaccines. Now they're on the news saying pregnant women get your shot. It's good. I mean, they're trying to kill people.
Well, the thing about this, I've really studied this intensely, and there's a lot of research showing that if you stimulate the immune system and a pregnant woman during certain times of the pregnancy, you dramatically increase the risk of that baby developing schizophrenia or autism later in life. So this child, when it grows up and is 20 years old and develops schizophrenia, it's most likely due to that series of vaccines that was recommended by the government, the CDC, and the pediatricians, American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, this is solid research, and we know it's not due to the infectious organism. It's due to stimulating the immune system. And the very immune component, interleukin-6, that the vaccine causes a dramatic elevation of is the culprit. It's what's causing these children to develop the schizophrenia. Well, if you vaccinate every pregnant woman in this country with this vaccine or series of vaccines, we're going to have an explosion of schizophrenia in 10 to 15 years from now.
Sure.
And a lot more autism.
Just like women who worked in factories that had a lot of lead and mercury, they would have almost everybody in the factory would have schizophrenic children. It's just well known. It's so diabolical. It's so, and of course, I interrupted you. You're talking about, that was on the news, dogs barking, SWAT teams, no law, you got to take shots. And I had the state attorney on who ordered it. And I said, sir, there's no law. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. And I said, no, I'm not a lawyer. I just know there's no law. And he goes, well, you're right, but we didn't tell him that. By the way, I don't vaccinate my children. And he started laughing. And I was like, how is that cute? They get off on deceiving people. I mean, it was outrageous, doctor.
Well, I had written an article in the paper in Maryland saying that the reporters need to ask the governor who was behind this if he vaccinated his children, if he had these vaccines. The reporter asked him that, and he refused to answer. He said, that's my private business.
Well, look at Germany, where they have the, quote, clean vaccines for the military because they refuse to take the regular stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're all taking special vaccines, and they're avoiding these adjuvants that they know cause problems. And I propose over Mike Adams' program that we should say, by law, all the CDC scientists and all those proposing this and the CEOs of Merck Pharmaceuticals and these other pharmaceutical companies should have to take every vaccine they recommend forcibly before they can recommend it to the public. Now, I guarantee you, if you went to the president of Merck Pharmaceutical and said, I want to give you 26 vaccines the way they give it to children the first year of their life, he would jump out of a window to get away from it.
I tell you, that's why they may not ever make it completely mandatory. They're just saying the school's going to shoot your kid up and not tell you because they don't ever want it to be totally mandatory because they know. In fact, doctor, and then we'll go to a few calls and let you go, and I appreciate your time. And one of the other alternate websites is BlaylockWellnessCenter.com, BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. But before we take a few final calls here with you, I have dug up mainstream articles where the communist Chinese will not take any vaccines. This is even in the LA Times, where they have secret gardens only growing non-GMO. They will not eat MSG. They will not drink aspartame. They're obsessed. The Rockefellers, the Queen of England, I've got articles on all of them. The Monsanto factories, their engineers have special cafeterias. This goes back 10 years, and they refuse to eat any GMO. And it turns out across the board, the elites know what they're doing. You add that to all their documents admitting they're doing this to us, it's open and shut. We've got them from one end to the other. This is a criminal conspiracy of medical genocide through the system, and they've just been beta testing it so far. Now I see them accelerating the program.
Absolutely. And you know, I get responses from Chinese doctors. They want to know about this. I get a response from European doctors. They're terrified of this. When I did this work with a scientist in the Czech Republic, I wrote a number of articles for her, and she translated them into Czech. And it was so overwhelming to the public, they were refusing to take this H1N1, and they ended up having to destroy $10 million worth of the H1N1 vaccine. The president of the Czech Republic refused to take it from reading the articles I had written. And the head of their CDC, she was telling everyone, you need to take this vaccine. They found out she refused to take it.
Look, so, if we just keep fighting, we're going to win, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just a double standard, and the public needs to understand it. It's kind of like the Congress. They don't want to be in Social Security, but they want to lock you into it. We have our own Social Security system. Well, it's the same thing. We don't eat this GMO food. We don't drink fluoride. We don't consume MSG like you do. That's just for the cattle, what they consider the cattle, and they think of us like cattle or Social Security numbers. We're not really human. We're expendable. And that's this whole group think, this idea that you're just part of the masses, and the masses don't really matter. It's the public good, and we decide what's the public good. Well, that's what they do in the Soviet Union under communism and Nazi Germany. They decide what's the public
exactly.
Good.
It's a total replay. Dr. Blaylock's our guest for just a few more minutes. Our site's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you support the broadcast by spreading the word about the show, buying books, videos, supporting our sponsors, you allow this to continue. Think about what we're doing right now. We are having a huge effect. Dr. Blaylock's material is read across the world by even heads of state. My information, I've had, you know, number three in the Japanese government on. I've had members of Congress. They're waking up. All the time I get Walter Jones on, or I get other congresspeople on. They're listeners. We are really having an effect. And the earlier caller said, reach out to doctors with this info. That's what I found. My dad is incredibly smart, oral surgeon, dentist, but he'd have arguments and go, look, fluoride's not bad. You need some sodium fluoride. They wouldn't tell us to do this. And I gave him the literature a decade ago, and he went, this is toxic waste. It's more than just fluoride, and it's a toxic acid. And, you know, now he tells people. So the point is, doctors and dentists and people don't imagine that those above them are evil. So they just trust because they're good people. And people have to stop being so trusting.
Zach, I would recommend that your listeners read an article that's posted on my website called Managed Truth, which I had published in the Surgical Neurology International Journal. But it describes how we got here and what this is all about, its origins. And I also have an article on there about neuropharmacology as a Soviet weapon against the United States, which is all about mind control drugs and the drug problem we have in the United States and why we have it and what they're doing with it. Well, it's not just the Soviet system that's doing it. It's also the CIA, the NSA. They're also using these mind control drugs.
And they're now out in the open. Let's talk to Sergio in California, listening on XM Channel 166. Sergio, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Just wanted to make a quick comment and then ask Dr. Bayock a question. My comment is just for the listeners to know, mainly parents, because I'm an uncle. I'm not a father myself, but I've learned a lot from helping to raise my nephews and being around them. And to hear what's going on and how these psychopathic scum are just targeting the most innocent of our people and going after them, it should really piss off the parents out there who are listening right now, and they need to do something to take action.
Yeah, I agree. We've got to warn people. And I'll be honest, when I talk about these subjects, I have a lot of things going through my mind about what I'd like to do to people. But that's why, instead of just fantasizing about that, we need to get out there and reach out to people, because the info is what's going to, believe me, once we wake enough people up, we're going to send all these people to prison. There's going to be new Nuremberg trials, everything. But we've got to believe in that and do it. What's your question for Dr. Blaylock?
Definitely. But anyways, my question was kind of off the cuff, more of a, like a general health question. I was wondering if, actually for you too, if what you guys think about microwaves and about microwaving food, and if you have a microwave in your house.
Okay, let me, I do for like heating up water and stuff. It does break down the molecular structure and destroy the ring structures from what doctors have told me and nutritionists. Dr. Blaylock, you want to stab at that?
Well, Dr. Becker has done the most studies on microwave radiation and the effects on human health, and it's pretty devastating, and it is important. I would avoid microwave radiation as much as possible. Yeah, I think it's a health hazard. And as one of your callers said, these things are interacting. For instance, they found out that if you vaccinate an animal and then years later you expose them to a pesticide toxin, they produce infinite greater brain damage than they would ordinarily. So there's this interaction, a toxic interaction of different things, like the GMO foods, the MSG, the fluoride, the aluminum, the adjuvants.
There's no doubt. We lead the world in every disease, allergies are just epidemic. Let's take one more quick call here for Dr. Blaylock, or maybe two. Robert in Texas, you're on the air with our guest.
Yes, diagnosed with diabetes today. And 243 blood sugar level, and it's a VA doctor over off of Metropolis. Just wondering if you got anybody in Austin or what I can do, because he wants to give me a shot for my immune system, something every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, sir, I'm not going to give you medical advice, but I would immediately go off all processed foods, all GMO, and I would immediately go on vitamin and mineral powders, and I would see if you can control that yourself before they start putting you on stuff. Because then, from what I've read, I'm no doctor. What doctors have told me, once you start taking, the insulin, once you start getting into this, that's what really gets you. Dr. Blaylock?
Yeah, I've written several newsletters on how to control type 2 diabetes very easily. And there's a number of things like curcumin, quercetin, that control the blood sugar, cinnamon extract, alpha lipoic acid. They all can correct this, change your diet, eat a lot of vegetables, avoid the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup. And almost everybody can cure themselves of type 2 diabetes doing that.
Did you hear that? But you're going to have to change your ways, my friend. They're doing this to us on purpose, especially the high fructose corn syrup breaks down from the medical science into systems that absolutely fry your body.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I had enough depleted uranium. I got the whole point on it.
So you got a little DU.
I'm in Austin, because I'm in South Austin. If you knew somebody, I'd just go and talk to.
Well, here's the deal. I can't get into telling people medically what to do. Are you kidding? I mean, I know a lot of this knowledge from interviewing doctors like Dr. Blaylock, but he couldn't even tell you something unless he saw your chart and talked to you and spent time with you. And even then it would take, I mean, look, it's, I feel sorry. Yeah, people say you support the troops all day. The DU is a death sentence. I mean, it'll reduce, you know, 20-30% of your life. And I mean, that's what I mean. This is devastating. This is crazy. I mean, the people doing this may think they've got a method to their madness, but at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of crazy people. Dr. Blaylock, final comments.
Yeah, I think we're all going to have to start waking up. People need to understand you're being lied to in a gross way. You know, I work with all of these people on these vaccine sites that are called constantly quacks and fringe people. These are some of the most intelligent people I've met. They're research scientists, they're top-level people, and they don't want you to look at these sites, and they don't want you to look at their information. It's all published in top-level journals. These are top researchers with incredible credentials, and crackpots like Paul Offit are trying to convince you that these people are a danger to your health, and that's a lie. And that's why you need to read this Managed Truth. It tells you how our truth is managed by people high up in the.
What's the best site for that? Is it RussellBlaylockMD.com or the BlaylockWellnessCenter.com?
Go to RussellBlaylockMD.com. It has all my published papers and things I've written.
Well, Doctor, I know you're a very busy man, and we always appreciate you honoring us with your time and trying to warn people. I know it's not pearls before swine. People are listening to you, and a lot of people are seeing dramatic results. And that's the proof is in the pudding. So God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you, sir. All right. There goes Dr. Blaylock. We're going to come back in a few minutes and talk about Obama and where this guy comes from. And I know he's a puppet, but he's a nasty puppet. And he's totally blackmailed. He's not who they say he is. And that's why they can have the president tell Congress, I take orders from the UN, sit down and shut up. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. It's all I can do to not selfishly grab my wife and children and get out of here. In fact, that's why I subconsciously feel really guilty and angry, even though I'm doing it for moral reasons. I still get mad at myself every day I look at my children that I'm not getting out of this country. Okay? I mean, I could punch myself in the face because I'm conflicted. I know I'm doing the right thing, but I still, my flesh gets really angry and says, buddy, you know, you are asking for it, coming on air and calling the attorney general a murdering terrorist and giving evidence. But my soul says you to my flesh, you're doing it, pal. You're doing it. And because that's the only way I can live is I've got to tell the truth and I can't back off and I got to go where this leads me. And if more people would just say, I don't care what my neighbors think. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to get aggressive about this. Because a caller earlier is like, they're doing this to our children. This guy's talking about his nephews and getting mad. Yeah, you bet. Exactly. You haven't lost your human instinct, your basic humanity. You understand this is bad. People ask why I blow up, why I yell and scream. Because I get frustrated. All I do is pour over their crimes all day. I know I'm right. And I know they're killing our troops with the DU. I know they're killing our kids with all these shots. I know it. I know. And I want it to stop. I'm saying to the public, why does it have to get much worse before you get up and get angry? And you're not going to save the world by yourself, but taking action will. I got some breaking news on the other side on French terror attack, all the hallmarks of an intelligent psyop, false flag, Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Little Rock renames airport to honor Bill and Hillary Clinton. Isn't that just special? Why don't they name the MENA airport the cocaine importation agency of Bill and Hillary Clinton? I mean, I've had the CIA guys on, like Terry Reid. I've had them all on who witnessed it. Local police documented it, all the murders. So isn't that cute? They're naming Reuters reports the airport in Little Rock after these two pieces of trash. There's just no end to these criminals. And I love Bill Clinton's big charity that steals most of the money for Africa and stuff. Bono, you know, gets like 1.3% or something of the money to the Africans. I mean, they're just sick. And it's time to call these jellyfish out for what they are. Now, we're going to Dr. Jerome Corsi with some big breaking news here in just a moment. First off, this is a story that is compiled from the BBC, London Telegraph, French TV. It's the same MO. This Al-Qaeda person was hooked up in Afghanistan, reportedly in a prison. French intelligence for 2 years knew everything he was doing. and then he was able to carry all this out. Now, they go out and they find crazy people, and then they basically let them attack, kind of like the underwear bomber on Christmas Day. That's confirmed. U.S. government got him on the aircraft. And he was whacked out of his mind. The point is that they did it. Kind of like the first World Trade Center attack where they cooked the bomb, trained the driver, the FBI did. Well, this Muhammad character, the suspect in the killing of seven people, including a Jewish school in Toulouse, France, fits the pattern of an Al-Qaeda intelligence asset. And it goes on. According to BBC, he was a raider of French authorities on their radar because of visits he made to Afghanistan and the militant stronghold in Pakistan. And it goes on to break down the fact that they're having Sarkozy's election, and this guy had reportedly been in a prison and then had been basically released or escaped. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Kurt Nemo's article breaks it down. French terror attack, all the hallmarks of an intelligence psyop and false flag. It's all boiled down at Infowars.com. Now, shifting gears over to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who doesn't really need any introduction here. He writes for WorldNet Daily. He's had a bunch of New York Times bestsellers, including number one bestsellers. And he's a PhD from Harvard University in political science. So he's an expert on the economy as well. I want to spend a few minutes with him on that. But he has been hot on the trail of Barry Sotero and the other aliases of Obama. And now he has done an interview with the Postman, who for years delivered the mail to the Ayers family, who said that they were putting a, quote, foreign student Obama through school. And we've got all these other people saying at Occidental and other places he was introduced as Barry. We were conspiracy theorists 3 years ago. Now they admit, oh, he is Barry Sotero. Obama calls into talk shows now and calls himself Barry. So first it didn't exist, and then, oh, actually, that was my name. But let's not discuss it. So all of that's going on. This is a big development, and Paul Watson has an article on it. Obama chides birthers while media spikes Ayers bombshell. Postman says Ayers parents put foreign student Obama through school. That's the InfoWars article with the latest developments. Obviously, at WorldNet Daily, they've got all of the facts there in the interview with the gentleman. But this is just something you add to the pile. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on to tell us what's happening.
Hi, Alex. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Wow, tell us about the new development.
Well, this postman, whose name is Alan Hulton, H-U-L-T-O-N, he lives up in Illinois, outside of Chicago. He delivered mail for 39 years, and his route included Glen Ellen, suburb of Chicago, where Mary and Tom Ayers, the parents of Weather Underground bomber Bill Ayers, lived. And in the course of delivering mail, this occurred in the late 80s, early 90s. I think it really occurred probably in the summer of 1989 as I pieced together the events. Alan Hulton had been told earlier by Mary Ayers that the family, Bill, she and her husband, Tom Ayers, were supporting this foreign student, helping him get through his schooling. And she was bragging about how great this was, this foreign student, black foreign student. And then around the summer of 89, the postman just delivered the mail to the Ayers home. He's walking in the driveway, coming out onto the sidewalk, and sees this black young kid approaching him. And the kid comes up to him and says he is going to the Ayers home to thank them for helping him with his education. And immediately the postman connects the two together and says, oh, this is the foreign student. And he remembers what he looks like. So now we fast forward. Obama's running for president. The postman hears his voice on the television, looks, and says, this is the guy I met in front of the Ayers home. This is the foreign student that Mary and Tom Ayers were paying for to go to school.
And he did have this route. The guy's a credible witness, but people are saying, how does he remember this? Well, you can say what you want about Obama or Barry Sotero. He is a striking personality. His voice, the way he looks. I mean, he is somebody who is unusual.
Yeah, and see, Alex, I taped the postman, Alex Hulton, for almost 4 hours, like 3 and some hours and a half I was with him almost the entire day. I made him go through the story three different times. Also, this was a lead that was developed by Sheriff Arpaio. There was an affidavit. I was working from an affidavit that Halton, the postman, had given to Sheriff Arpaio. And I was out there validating the lead, making sure we videotaped the postman to get his story in his own words. And I can tell you, this is a guy who had every appearance of telling the truth. And he said he remembered Obama because the big ears, the light complexion, the way he was dressed. He described his clothes, you know, polo shirt, a dress shirt with an open collar, no tie, nice slacks. And that's exactly when you see Obama in the Harvard pictures, for instance, the Breitbart just released. That's exactly how Obama was dressed. And the physical descriptions of Obama, meeting him even once, sets an impact on your mind because he does look so distinctive. So I'm convinced that this is an accurate recollection. And the postman had told the story to a liberal blogger, an attorney, in 2009, and it was reported but paid very little attention to. But when we got the story through the Sheriff Arpaio's investigation, and it connected the dots, foreign student knew the Ayers family earlier than said. This is before Obama was in fact, we've demonstrated before Obama was in Harvard, he was working in 1988 with the Ayers family in a Chicago school project. Now, 1989, Mary Ayers is bragging about funding this foreign black student. Obama fits the bill. He walks up the driveway and says, I'm the student here to thank the Ayers family. We put it all together. We've got the Weatherground underground bomber's family paying very likely for Obama's Harvard education as a foreign student. And Obama's telling the postman, another reason I think the postman remembered it, Obama's saying in 1989, I'm going to be president of the United States.
Wow. Well, absolutely. His mom's CIA. He's got the whole background, if she's even his mom. I mean, the thing is just, we don't know if any of this is true. It's so bizarre. But on top of it, watching Sheriff Arpaio's press conference, watching his top forensic specialists and outsiders they brought in, the body language is, plus I've already done the same research they've now done, so I know it's true, is they're totally freaked out. They're trying to act calm. Watching those investigators, they look scared. And either that or they're Academy Award-winning actors. Those investigators realize, and now you've talked about the fact they've beefed up their security, this is not a joke. As soon as Sheriff Arpaio, for those that forget, started this investigation, the feds raided them. So you wouldn't do that if you weren't scared of the investigation. It's like a cop drives by at night and you see him and you run into the alley. Well, that's probable cause right there that the person's acting suspicious. The fact is they're acting totally scared. We learned President Bush, to recap, that you've exposed, wanted to know about Obama. So he had a diplomatic cable saying, go look at the records. Was he born there? And they said, yeah, it's been cut out. It's been removed criminally. Well, they wouldn't cut something out if he wasn't born there. And again, Barry Sotero, all of it. What is the latest on Sheriff Arpaio's investigation? Because you can say what you want about Arpaio, and you're helping him investigate there. This is a dangerous procedure you guys are involved in.
Well, and also, I mean, one more detail on the postman story. He said the foreign student was from Indonesia. That was his distinction.
Oh.
Indonesia. So he was tying it to the, you know, the Indonesian student, foreign student. That ties together for Obama. And the stories that Obama was even an Occidental as a foreign exchange student from Indonesia and traveling to Pakistan, most likely going to Indonesia, very likely picking up an Indonesian passport. This would have been, you know, before he was in, just at the end of his second year, probably at Occidental, something like 1980. And by the way, we don't have all the timelines for Obama are imprecise. You know, you don't
because get, they're all of it's sealed. Again, they're fighting to keep all that secret.
And then I want to affirm for you, the Sheriff Arpaio's investigation has even told me to be more concerned about my security. I'm now getting more threats. It's happening again. And, you know, it's very dangerous investigating what we're investigating. But I think the postman story, which to me is very important because it's not hearsay. This is a postman saying, Mary Ayers told me, the postman says, that Obama was this foreign student. And then he met Obama, and Obama personally said he was going to be president and that he was thanking the Ayers family for helping with his education. This is firsthand testimony, sworn to an affidavit. You can see the postman in the interview I did. He doesn't look slick. You know, I basically lost night's sleep to get there. Videoed him myself. You can see the whole thing is not slick. It's honest in the video. And this is the beginning, again, of another series of revelations that Sheriff Arpaio and the posse are going to be bringing forth. I'm going to be writing a story just today. I just got the letter today. Sheriff Arpaio is now starting to write out letters. He's demanding information from the Selective Service on the probable cause that the investigators have to say that the Selective Service draft card of
that's
Obama.
Right. I mean, an official investigation by a county sheriff, right. Because these crimes are being committed there through election fraud in that county, he can get stuff that's been sealed from the public.
That's right. He has investigative powers that are greater. As you know, the ability, next letters I'm sure they're going to be written are going to include to Hawaii. Hawaii is going to have to now stonewall a criminal investigation demanding to see the original materials in the vault. I was out reported extensively, but even at the press conference, you know, people say, oh, well, they didn't contact anybody from Sheriff Arpaio's office in Hawaii. That is not true. Sheriff Arpaio's office contacted the Honolulu Police Department. The Honolulu Police Department said, don't bother contacting the Hawaii Department of Health. They'll stonewall you unless you have a court order, and even then they might not comply. So there's going to be more formal requests made to several government agencies to get these records pried loose. I mean, why can't we see the Occidental records, College of Obama?
Yeah, I'm going to say something right here. People better be praying for you, Dr. Corsi, because I warned the D.C. madam. I've warned others that have dropped dead, and I'm not trying to spook you here. You obviously know what you're doing. You've worked in the State Department and counterterrorism and, you know, been under military attack before, so I'm not going to, you know, go off into all that. But obviously, I want listeners to understand they responded with a White House press conference 1 week before your book came out and announced through their sources that your book had been withdrawn as a fraud. They're acting like they are scared to death of you, and now you're so close to getting them. Man, you better – obviously they're hiding something. Obviously he's got all these other names. The whole truth, who knows what it is, but the reason this is an issue is – it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and imagine what foreign powers and corporate interests are able to do when they've got all this information. He's blackmailed.
Well, and additionally, I think you're totally right, Alex, exactly. But also, we're getting more information daily and developing more information daily. Got some blockbuster stories that are developing out of Sheriff Arpaio's investigation. I mean, people got to remember, this is a criminal investigation. That press conference charged the crimes had been committed in Obama's identity documents, which means that there's a fundamental criminal lie at the heart of who Obama is.
And he's got a Connecticut Social Security number. It just goes on and on.
And it also means, Alex, that we're going to be finding and looking for the perpetrators of these frauds. We're going to be identifying potential criminals that could be brought to trial. And the information that's coming forward, you know, implicates – again, the Department of Justice implicates people within the government and administration. This has been a massive attempt to cover up who Obama is and to lie about his past.
The Attorney General wouldn't do that when he got caught lying about guns shipped to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment or right. Giving $500 million to a company to build, you know, stuff they never built in energy scams. These are good people.
Right. And allowing the prime suspect in Fast and Furious to go loose with a handwritten note and a $10 bill of the phone they could call in if they wanted to talk to the FBI further. I mean, it's ridiculous. And what you've got going on here is, I think, probably the greatest cover-up and lie and deception in American history over who Obama is.
Why did the elite do it? I want to ask you now, why would they gamble like this? Because it makes him compromised? Why?
A couple things. First of all, I think Obama was their chosen boy from the beginning. Communist raised, you know, the diversity of being, you know, not being just a white, having a combination of being, you know, African and white or whatever. But at any rate, the diversity element was there. Then raised Frank Marshall Davis. Now it looks like the Ayers, we're developing information. The relationship with the Ayers may go back to the, you know, early 1980s. And lied about. Remember, Barack Obama said Ayers was just some guy in his neighborhood. Their kids went to school. All a lie. Everything about Obama is being a lie. We're developing more information about the Obots, these guys who have bragged about forging Obama birth documents. This is a very deep and serious investigation. And tomorrow we'll be releasing, I hope to get it written today, release the letter that Sheriff Arpaio has now formally written to the head of Selective Service. There's a crime been committed there. And the investigators in Sheriff Arpaio's office are specifying the crime. They're looking at suspects. There are people of interest in the investigation, and it's not going away.
Wow. I want to shift gears in the final segment with you on this executive order and all these preparations that are being made and the head of the CIA saying they're spying on everybody without warrants. I mean, it's just all coming out in the open now. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He writes for WorldNetDaily.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Use the web while it's still there.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Look, I'm going to be honest with folks. My job is getting easier and easier and easier because everything that I've warned about all these years is now just coming true. My question is, what are we going to do about it? They're announcing the NSA is spying on everybody, but leaving the borders wide open. The government's saying they'll secretly disappear citizens, NDAA. They're signing laws restricting protest. I mean, it's all happening while world government in Europe's being announced by the very banks that engineered the collapse, the federalization of police, but record gun sales on top of record. I mean, I'm telling you, almost no one except mainstream media disagrees with us now. I go on talk shows that used to disagree with me. They agree. People apologize in droves. Dr. Corsi, are you finding that finally the awakening is going into a supercharged mode? A. B, is that what these Cold War executive orders about under nuclear attack, the president COG, but Obama saying peacetime, he'll do all this. Is he gearing up to try to domestically clamp down, or is that more for an Iran situation?
Well, first of all, I think increasingly things that you've been reporting, I've been reporting for years now are undeniable, which includes the government spying on the people of America. Anybody who thinks that their phones aren't being listened to or their conversations or even through the television, the capability of watching and monitoring what you're doing. I mean, this idea, you know, that the technology exists and the NSA has the capability to watch about everybody in America is undeniable now. Secondly, these executive orders, this one most recently, this last week, signed and released at 5 in the afternoon on a Friday, so nobody will pay any attention to it, gives Obama as president in peacetime, you know, declaring an emergency, unspecified what the emergency is, the power basically to take over all of the private economy, to manage the entire resources of the private economy. It's shocking.
And then hand it over to his friends, which he's already proven he'll do.
Right, and I've been reporting this, it's an extension of what George Bush was doing. These executive orders have been being signed now for at least four presidents, expanding their emergency powers, and they're getting more and more bold, more and more in the
open.
That's
what I was about to say. This has been there for a while, but they're trying to implement now.
Yes, now they're ready to implement. Now they're ready to say, okay, we're going to take whatever it is, Iran, you name it, a hurricane, a flood. And it's now a national emergency, and here comes in Obama. He's taking over everything. All the management of government down to the tribal management of government and every resource available, including the entire private economy, now reports to the White House and is directed by the military. I mean, this is the apparatus for a police state that Stalin and Hitler would have loved to have had the ability to put into place.
It's the definition of martial law when the regular law is suspended.
And it's declared at the whim of the president with no real checks or balances.
Just like the NDAA. We only got a minute left. Where is it going with the president saying, I take orders from the UN, and then nothing's being done about it? There's a bill, but it's not getting attention. WorldNet Daily's covered it. We have.
Well, I think I've been reporting on this for years. Remember, we even signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico that if we have an avian flu epidemic or any kind of pandemic in North America, we are under the direction of the United Nations.
That's right. That's in the SPP.
That's the SPP. This putting us under UN control. Supreme Court that doesn't consider the U.S. law or precedent to be supreme is looking to foreign law. The UN is ultimately the default world organization, you know, where the laws and the legitimacy the president is going to set. Obama's said from the beginning, he's president of the world. And Alex, I think if you look at certain declarations of the UN, it won't matter if he's a natural born citizen of the United States because he's president of the world.
Well said. This is all coming to a head. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.